Awesome. We're going to have them hand out a passport to every single person here. So make sure you get one of the passports that they'll be handing out. We're going to segue right into our teaching time. We're in this series we've entitled, Why Go to Church Anyways? And it was my English that developed that, I think. Why Go to Church Anyways? And so last week and the week before, we started the series with these reasons. There's a four-part series. The first reason was because the church is all about loving God and others. And if you think about the church, the greatest commandments that God gave was to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbors as ourselves, or as we would like to be treated, treat them. And this is concept of relationship, and which is really what life is all about. And so that was our first reason. The church is really about that. Why go to church? So we can learn how to love God better, perhaps, and even love other people better, even our enemies, Jesus would say. We need to love them. And so that's a very important reason to be engaged in church. Second reason was last week we talked about the church being a lifeline in this world. Sometimes the world is dangerous, and there are obvious dangers we talked about, and then there are not so obvious dangers. Sometimes we don't realize a danger that all of a sudden we're hit with, and like, uh-oh, what do we do? And because of the Bible, we put on these 3D kind of glasses to get this full experience of what the reality of life is all about. And we can see some of those dangers that are not so obvious. There's 3Ds of those dangers. We talked about being the devil, the drift in our lives, and the doom that's eventually coming. I would invite you, if you weren't able to take in those messages, to go online onto our website or onto our church app and listen to those lessons. They're helpful to us. They give us reasons why we should be in a place like this right now. The church is designed by God, meant by God, to help us with these things right here. Well, today we're going to talk about how, let me get that set right. Go ahead and, yeah, there we go. We're going to talk about why go to church anyways. We're going to talk about because the church is a kingdom beyond this world. It's a kingdom beyond this world. God has given us two places. As you look closely at that passport that you have in your hand, God has given us two places by gift. He's given us this world to live in. We call it the earth. And we came into it, passport-wise, we might say, if you will, by birth. And so we got the stamp at birth. We're part of this world. We're on this earth. We have some life. But there's another place that God has in mind for every single one of us. And it's a place called, we call it heaven. It's that kingdom beyond this world. It's that place beyond what we experience here. And we're headed there. It's not just life, but it's the eternal life the Bible talks about. And we get this stamp on our passport into heaven by our very faith or trust in Jesus Christ. We come to trust and understand that He is the one who gets us in. If He doesn't stamp this because we have placed our faith and our trust in Him and what He did for us to get us through the pearly gates or whatever kind of gate there's going to be, then we can't get in. We need the passport stamped by Jesus. If you can allow me the metaphor here, this figure or symbol of this idea that we can place in our hands and try to understand. So how does the church, what's the church have to do with that? Well, the church, as you can see, is a kingdom. The church is considered in another name called the kingdom. Kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven is how Jesus referred to the people that were His followers or His disciples. They were this people that would be part of His kingdom. Now, the word church is used, and it's used only 3 times in the Bible, but we use it about every other word in church today. We could use this terminology of the church. And so I want you to look at this next passage that shares this. He has rescued us from the domain or the dominion of darkness and brought us into, look what it says there, and I've made an emphasis again, as you know what I like to do that, the kingdom of His Son. he loves, and whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And so what God is expressing to us is that the church is a kingdom. The people, his followers, have been transferred into the kingdom by their faith. As we get this stamped, we would say, we come into this new realm or kingdom, we might say, under the king, the Savior King, who is Jesus Christ. And so we are in this kingdom. We have this redemption or the forgiveness of sins. This is what I call real time. We're in the kingdom now, but this kingdom goes beyond this life. This kingdom is transcendent, we might say. It also includes the next life. After all that's here is gone, there is this kingdom that continues in heaven. In fact, it's a fulfillment, really, of the fullness of the kingdom will be expressed then. Okay, it's expressed in part here in what we call the church. We're subjects of the king. Jesus is our king. Jesus is on the throne. And we're going toward this place, this kingdom beyond. Church is a kingdom beyond this world. Why go to church anyways? Because you are part of the kingdom reality that's even going to be beyond this place. There's no other entity on the planet that can say that. You know that? Is it where you work can say that? Is your job and who you're associated with in your work, or it might be your own business, can you say, yeah, my business is going to go on into eternity? Not. Probably not. What else is there? It may not even be your family that necessarily is going to continue on into eternity. There's no other entities on the planet. This is the place God has designed for his followers, for people who trust in him, for people who are headed to this place called heaven. Look at the next verse here. It's a verse in Philippians 3:20. Look what it says. Isn't this exciting? Our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from the Lord Jesus Christ. I suspect most everyone here is a citizen of the United States of America, save probably Natalie. Natalie's a citizen of Ecuador, and she's going to be returning there at the end of the school year for an exchange student. But you're a citizen of a country here. We could say a citizen of the world. We're a citizen, we say in the passport, of the earth. And we live here in this world, but there's a world beyond, right? There's a kingdom that's not of this world, Jesus would say, that we're headed for. And our citizenship is there. It's in this place we call heaven. And heaven is always a good thing, okay? Say heaven with me. Heaven is an awesome place. It's where we're headed. That's where our citizenship is. God wants us to know some things. He wants us to have an understanding as we follow him, as we begin to understand him. He wants us to have this understanding of heaven. He wants us to have an understanding that our citizenship is in heaven. In fact, we want to look here at some realities of this kingdom citizenship that's really here and yet beyond. It's this hope and focus beyond this world. We're headed somewhere better. God wants us to get that. The church lives, breathes, teaches, and encourages kingdom beyond this world. And if that doesn't encourage you, I don't know anything else on the planet that's going to be able to encourage you when your times get tough. You're part of something greater than this world. So I want us to explore two understandings that I believe are life-giving to us. The first understanding, I'll get it up here in a moment. Let me touch on that in just a moment, but the first understanding is that heaven is our more important citizenship. Heaven's our more important citizenship because of this idea of we are made for more, there is more, heaven is awaiting us. This is one of these verses here that's on the screen that I call out of this world verse. Okay? This is one of those verses that gets me to thinking about how great it's going to be, how amazing it is to be part of it right now, this kingdom that's beyond this world we call the church. So just analyze this verse with me just for a short minute and see if you can get it all. But there's something in here that God really intends for us to get. Look what it says. His intent was that now, through the church, note that, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Jesus Christ our Lord. And could I have you focus your eyes on this word church? This is one of the places where it's used. Through the church, God has an intention through you, Branch Church, and me. He has some intention here that's happening that, you know, I don't know whether we're experiencing it, but others are. Who's experiencing it? It's being made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. Okay, wrap your brain around that for a minute. Because to me, this is kind of an out-of-the-world thing. Now, it could mean there's some heavenly realms with regard to authorities on the planet, but there's authorities outside the planet in the dimension of the eternal that what we're doing in the practical everyday church, God has an intention for. We're being observed, I think, beyond this world, beyond the dimensions of what we understand to be time and space and the kingdom on earth we call the church in the expression of that. It matters, though, according to God's intention, to things beyond this world that we can't see, maybe this unseen world. Now, the next verse is also pretty cool. It gives us a sense of the citizenship idea in heaven that is much more important. Look what it says. It says that God has set eternity in our hearts, in the human heart. You have some kind of, and I have some kind of capacity for eternity. It's inside us. We seem to yearn for it. We've got this dimension beyond the animal kingdom, okay, of having a capacity for an eternity, an eternal. You get that? This is a little bit out there, but this is why the church is valuable. You're not going to hear this down the street in some kind of organization. You're going to hear this in the church because we have our noses in the Bible, and the Bible comes from God. And so this eternal thing is pretty cool. Look, I've got something in this bucket here that never ends. You see this rope here on the end? There's this red, about a half-inch spot. That is your life and mine. Really, it's the lives from the very beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, all the way back to the very first man and woman, Adam and Eve, all the way to the very end, is contained in that half an inch of red till the time is done and eternity comes. And then we start experiencing eternity. And as we think linearly, you know, we're thinking time and in that dimension, just consider how long eternity is. Eternity kind of just keeps going. It just keeps going. And when we think we're coming to the end of eternity, nope, it's just going to keep going. There's no end to eternity. Our lives are what we call eternal, and by definition, never ending. God has made us for this. We have eternity in our hearts. We can grasp this a little bit, can't we? And then there's a place where we just kind of go, oh, that's just like beyond, wow. We think about these great questions, the questions of why am I here? What's the meaning of my existence, really? Because I came from someplace, I got this passport for life, and then where am I going? Because death is a reality. The end of life here, where am I going? God's designed that it just keeps going. He wants you to live forever and ever. You have this capacity to be eternal. Isn't that cool? You want me to keep going? It just never will end. There's a hole in the floor, and this is where it just keeps going. We're eternal. We're eternal. Ah, There's something God wants us to understand there and grasp. It's kind of hard, though, but think about it. Our citizenship in heaven is more important. God wants us to understand that that's more important. What's above, what's in heaven, where we're going, the kingdom beyond, the fullness of the kingdom, not just here, but the kingdom that's going beyond, the church that you're part of. Why go to church anyways? Because there's a kingdom that you're part of here that goes well beyond what's here. Look at what Mark Twain said. He said, the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why you were born. Why am I here? It's an identity issue. There's all kinds of identity crisis happening in our culture today, across the world. People are so confused about who they really are. They are a person made in the image of God. That's who they are. That's who you are. And God has given you the capacity for the eternal. You're part of a kingdom, not just here, when you're part of the church. When you've had your passport stamped because you've trusted in Jesus Christ for your eternal life, for your life forever. That's what it's all about. That's when you find out, why am I here? And God has this eternal life for you. He wants you to be with him forever and ever and ever. C.S. Lewis, great Christian philosopher, said this: I have found a desire within myself that no experience in this world can satisfy. The most probable explanation, he says, is that I was made for another world. He's a deep thinker. And he realized that as much as he could try to figure out meaning of existence and what this whole thing is about, he had to come to terms with this idea that he was made for more than what this world offers. You ever get to thinking about that? That the end of everything that you could accomplish in this world and you just want more. People do. We are made for more. We're made for this kingdom beyond. We're made for this eternal life with God forever and ever. Isn't that exciting? And as some of us get older, we get more excited about it. Some of you that are younger, give yourselves about 20, 30 years, and you'll get more excited about it too. We're made for more. We're made for another world, as C.S. Lewis says. The Bible says that, not just C.S. Lewis, friends. And I believe it personally. And ask you to consider it if you don't believe it yet. Dig it out. Find it. Understand it. It'll make a huge difference. It's life-giving to us. It's life-giving. The church delivers to us this reality of heaven because it's a kingdom beyond this world. We're part of something bigger than ourselves and the limitations that we find ourselves in this world. There's this certain hope of heaven and an inheritance that God has in store for us. We were made for more. And so we can experience even a little bit of that more important citizenship today. It starts with the church. It's the kingdom in this world, and it transcends to this kingdom beyond this world we call heaven. That's understanding number one. Heaven is our more important citizenship. Be a citizen of this world, okay. Do your responsibilities. Be part of, you know, the greatest country on the planet. And do your voting and do your responsibility and get involved and make it better and good and everything like that. That's great. But remember this, you have a more important citizenship. So be part of the church, friends. Be part of what God is doing, where God is working most on the planet. And it's the church of Jesus Christ. And here's the second understanding I think God wants us to get as a reason of why I go to church anyways. The church is the hope of this world. The church is. Not America, and I love America. God bless her. But America is not the hope of the world. The church of Jesus Christ is the hope of the world. It's this kingdom that will go on. America stops at the end of the age. But the church goes on. The church is a kingdom beyond this world. Wow. The church is the hope of the world. You've got somebody that's all confused about who they really are, that doesn't understand the God who created them. You need what the church has to give them. The church offers the hope. It carries the heaven stamp. You, as the church, the branch, we carry this heaven stamp. It's the very message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that stamp. It's Jesus Christ whom we can trust in, who paid the penalty for our sins, who died on our behalf, who remember every Sunday, like was presented by Dr. Miller today. We remember what he did for us. That's what every single soul on the planet needs, is Jesus Christ. And we carry that precious, we're entrusted with it, this precious message. We call it the stamp in today. And so this life of the church is very practical. We are passionate. Our mindset and our mission focus, which should inform how we operate. So look at this final verse that's here. And it says this: since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above. That's our passion. Set your hearts on things above. That's our willpower. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. We're in this kingdom, and we have a kingdom mindset, the kingdom that is beyond this world. That's who we are. That's where our focus is. It's a citizenship that's more important. It's the most important citizenship that we have. And so we're entrusted with this hope for the world. And so we, as the church, are sent by Jesus Christ to go and make disciples. We're to follow Jesus Christ in that very mission. This is what the church is about. Why be part of the church? Why go to church anyways? Because you have a purpose and a mission that's given to you by the Lord himself. And we are on mission together as a church. So you're part of the body of Christ, this family of God. That's what God has designed for us to be, so that we can be this shining light, this hope of the world. And so we set our minds there, this world, the mindset on the things that are above. I sometimes like to think that this time that we're here, you know, that little bit of time, this is like my stewardship of that. I'm steward of this because, wow, I've got all this that's coming, but I've got, this is kind of like my testing time. Am I going to really follow God? Am I really going to embrace what he has for me in this kingdom? It's beyond this world. Wow, it's coming. It's there, but what am I going to do with this stuff right there? The little bit of time that God's given me here, how am I going to invest that? How am I going to invest all that he entrusted to me? And I ask that for you too. We're part of this little church that's kind of getting its, we're crawling and we're growing and we're new people are coming and there's people, lives are being changed. There'll be a life change this morning as Samantha Lindstedt is baptized into Christ after our services are over. And there's all kinds of incredible changes that people are making and commitments to him. Here's what you can do. Something small, but something that you can do. We have what we call dream team forming, and it's composed of lots of ministry teams. One of the ministry teams that we'd love to have everybody participate into to the level that they can is what we call our setup and teardown team. All of this you see all around you is been set up this morning. People got here at 8:30 a.m. and they started to set all this up in preparation for our experience with God today together. And people can be involved on the front end of that. We're coming a little early. You don't always have to come at 8:30, but even by 9 you can participate. Or after we're all done here, there's a what we call tear down. And you could stay for an extra 20 to 30 minutes and help us with some of the tasks in tearing down. Here's what we believe. We believe God wants every single person involved in some way helping with the mission of the church, because the church is the hope of the world. So there's going to be, over the course of years, many people that live in this community that will have their address changed eternally, because they'll get this stamp. And when they die and they go before the Lord, they'll be able to say, "What, you know, why should I let you into my heaven? Because I believed in Jesus Christ. And he's the one who gets me in.